The Trump administration has made it virtually impossible for many refugees to come to the United States, but the president is making a special exception for a group of 59 white South Africans who have now been granted refugee status. They arrived at Dulles Airport just outside of Washington, D.C. on a charter flight that was paid for by the U.S. government. The Trump administration approved their applications in just under 3 months. That is much faster than the normal process, which can take years. The president and his top advisor, Elon Musk, who is South African, have made allegations that white farmers in the country are being discriminated against under land reform policies. Now, South Africa's government says those policies are necessary to remedy the legacy of apartheid and calls the allegations of discrimination unfounded and completely false. The Episcopal Church, which has worked for decades to resettle refugees, says they will not be helping this time around, calling it painful to watch one group of refugees receive preferential treatment over many others who have been waiting in refugee camps or in dangerous conditions for years. But the White House says this is the beginning of a much larger relocation effort, guys.
Yeah. Will it be just from South Africa? Will it be other countries where you have other minorities?
And that's the point that many Democrats are making, that there are a lot of refugees who have been waiting in camps, in conflict areas as well, in Africa. But right now, the Trump administration particularly focused on this group of South Africans.
Every day gets more interesting. Yeah. Thank you. Yeah. Thank you, Rachel.